Bob Thomas, you're the coach. Bob Thomas, Hall of Fame, coach in many different areas. 50-year coaching career, the last 20 at UW Stout. Bob Thomas joins us for a conversation about more than coaching. Bob Thomas, coach, when you talk about Coach T, you're talking about Mark. But when you say Coach Thomas, you mean Bob. Bob Thomas of Spring Valley, UW Stout. And Bob, let me just start off the whole thing here with who was or was there someone that really got you going as far as or influenced you to coach?
Well, Jake, there were probably four or five people that really influenced me and sort of sold the bill to me. Because growing up, I just enjoyed athletics in general, and always had aspirations of being a professional athlete, mainly in baseball and so forth. Tried out, went through college and so forth and so on. But I think when I was in high school, there was a math teacher who was my basketball coach on the FFA team that really took a interest in me and gave me a lot of small details that allowed me to have some success at that particular level at that time. And then because of various family situations, I couldn't play football, but I managed a football team, and the football coach was a neighbor of ours, but very, very influential in the high school athletics. And then, of course, when I got to the collegiate level, both my basketball coach and the football coach, who was the JV basketball coach at that time up in Superior, Carl Bergamini was the head coach, and Mertz Martorelli, the football coach, was our JV coach, both extremely influential people. And after having taken several coaching courses and so forth from those people and playing for them and being around them, I just felt that I really, at some time or other in my future, I'd like to coach some young people and just see how it went.
You're talking about two Hall of Famers, two institutions, when you talk about Superior, Martorelli, Mertz, and it's, that's pretty good names up there.
Right. I think Mertz is in 14 different Hall of Fames, and Carl is in about six or seven, and some of the people that they worked with them also were professional athletes up there, DeMarco in baseball, and Tom Mazzelli played for the Cleveland Browns, and he was, you know, those people are around all the time, and so influences make a difference.
And now we're going to get to the influence of Bob Thomas in Spring Valley, but let's, the development of the Thomas character, wanting to teach. Bob Thomas, let me ask you this. How does a teacher become a coach, or does a coach become a teacher, or can you be a good teacher? Can you be a good coach without a teacher, or what's your thoughts on teaching and coaching?
Well, you know, you can look at it at a couple of different combinations there, but I think the key is to how you project yourself and your relation with the subjects that you have to work with. I think it's key that you project yourself in a manner by which they can, soak it in. They can take it in. They understand what you're talking about. Sometimes you can be very technical, but sometimes you have to get right down to A, B, and C. And when you have to have a sensitivity to the subjects that you're working with and get to their level, I think that's the key, both in the classroom and on the fields or courts, that you can relate to them and they understand and they can react efficiently.
Coach K says, lead with the heart. Your reaction to emotion and leading with the heart, Coach?
I think that, you know, Bud Grant did it, but he did it in his own way, very, very staunch, somber type person out there. But I'd been at a few of his practices, and he was not the same person at his practices. And I don't think a lot of those other coaches are the same at their practices either. I think there are times that you under controlled situations that the emotions will have a definite effect and will substantiate the points or the emphasis at that time, whether you're trying to be totally serious or whether you're just being very light at that time.
You know, I've been to a number of Coach Thomas's games in Spring Valley. When you had to really get in a player's face, does a teacher do that as well to get what you're talking about, influence, or let them soak in?
Oh, I think very, very much so. I mean, you know, back in the old school days, I had my knuckles clipped a couple of times for doing some dumb things in class, and the point got across in a hurry. I don't know if you have to necessarily go to that extreme all the time, but I think there are times that you definitely need to let them know that this is very serious and is urgent at that particular time, that they accommodate good listening habits and function as efficiently as they can. And I've always told the kids that, you know, I'll be in your face or anyone else's face at times, but it's for your good. It's nothing personal involved, ever, nothing personal. But it's for the benefit of you as an athlete and anyone else around that is close enough to hear it.
You just brought up a point that's coming up next year, because you make me think about that. The fire and brimstone that I saw in Bob Thomas as a coach, coming across as a devotional leader, because I've also seen you in a small group, in a huddle group, of just really teaching. I guess what I'd call it is the devotion, the commitment of a coach to his players. Your word was genuine. Your thoughts?
I think anybody who wants to gain the support and sell the subjects that they're involved with has to be very genuine on what they're doing. They have to sell that point across. And I think, you know, I'm one of these believers that we're put here on earth for a reason and a purpose. And once you make a commitment to what you feel that your purpose for being around here and what you're doing to contribute to society and contribute to the activities of this globe, that at times you have to be very serious about what you're doing, and then at other times be very, very light with them and show the other side of yourself too. But as long as they don't take it personal, that I think is the biggest key.
Thought here, Bob, is this: you played basketball, you coached football, you coached wrestling, and I understand you coached track too. The thought here is the genuineness of that coach coaching all different sports that you may not have participated in, but you've got to get yourself knowledgeable and commit yourself to that, as the kid has already committed himself. He wants to run, or he wants to wrestle, or your thoughts on that kind of commitment from the coach that may not know that much about his sport.
Yeah, that does really become a problem, and that takes a total commitment on your part and what I would call an extra effort. You've got to find the right people to deal with, to gain knowledge from, whether it be clinics or a one-on-one with some other coach and experienced coach in that, or going through the printed materials to find it out, and putting those pieces together before you meet the next day with your subjects and be ready to go. And I've always told them, those that I said, you know, I've got the basics, I think, pretty well, the basic ideas of what we're going to attempt to do, but I said, we'll both learn together on this, and that happened for quite a few years, and it even happened with football there when I first started at the Valley.
Talk about this, because you wrote a book about Valley's offense, and you had Grant Taft, a pretty good coach in his own right, and a buddy of yours, forwarded Grant Taft, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes leader and head coach at Baylor. Influenced you to because now this is a part of an instruction. You're writing a book. I don't know if Bob Thomas was ever a literary genius, but I mean, writing a book is no small task.
but had some good success with it. Your thoughts on instruction?
Again, you know, I think you need to. I've always been kind of one of those organizers, you know, and I think you need to be organized. And things weren't going too well at Spring Valley at when I first started there. As far as success is concerned, we were just kind of status quo. And but we were in a very, very, very tough conference. We were at the bottom of the totem pole in both enrollment and success. And at that time, I had no idea we were going to be moving out of there. And so I found some literary material, and I combined the things that we had been doing with that and came up with my own system. And fortunately, I had some good subjects to start with, and we had a certain amount of instant success with it. And then as we refined it, then we got it to a point where I thought, hey, this is worth documenting. And so I wrote down what we did, and then I thought, well, why not? Why not put it in print? And then, like I say, timing is everything. I had a chance to be with Tom Landry from the Dallas Cowboys and Baylor's Grant Taft at an FCA function and talked to them about it, and they were really interested in it, and they said, send us a copy, you know, and so on and so on. Got the one to Grant, but never had time before. Tom left the scene, so... But it was enjoyable, and it was fun, and I think it had some merits.
You got you laid the point right there, Bob, because you brought people together. That was a mistake of Bob Thomas as well, putting a staff together, getting some people around you. Your thoughts on people, staff, not kids now. You're talking about people.
I think that's the secret. Any head coach will... tell you that if they can surround themselves with the correct people, both knowledgeable and accommodating and cooperating and so forth and so on, that's the key to developing a program of success. And you know, I could, Dan Peterson over here at Elk Mount has had these coaches for a long time. I had some coaches for 17, 18 years there at Spring Valley with me, and it just makes such a great difference from year to year that the expectations are already there. It's just a matter of let's get it better and better every year.
You talk about years ago, Bob. I don't know if this is a fair question at all or not, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. You get called every once in a while to go back to Spring Valley to substitute. You go anywhere. Well, Bob Thomas could go anywhere to substitute, I think, if the telephone rang, but... Teaching and coaching kids today, as it was 20, 30 years ago, differences, is there a difference? Your thoughts on...
I think there is a difference, but yet there's so many similarities, and I think that teenage kids are the same irregardless whatever era they're in. On basic aspects of being a teenager, you see the same things irregardless of where they're at, urban, rural, or whatever. But back in the old school days, if I might call it that, there were less activities less avenues for these kids to dwell on, once they got through with chores, or once they got down to the athletic fields and so forth, they were very thirsty, very hungry for knowledge and wisdom in that particular committed effort that they're going to partake in. And whatever you said was probably the gospel truth, and they didn't question it at all. However, they went ahead and attempted to perform. Nowadays, because of the multiple activities and avenues by which these kids come up through, there are so many different methods and techniques and things that they get pushed on them that if it isn't instant success, then they may question it maybe not intentionally against you, but because they had success with it a few years ago under someone else, that's what they would rather go with because that's a comfort zone for them. They feel better about it. But and that gets to be the biggest thing right now is that with the media and everything else, the kids are more knowledgeable at a younger age. They're coached younger, and they're coached by different philosophies, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that gets to be, it's almost like going in when I first came over to Stout with the collegiate people. I had 18 wrestlers over here, and I had 18 different types of programs coming in. And I wanted to try to influence them to be one unit here. And after a year or two, I decided that's futile effort. And all we did was let them go ahead on their basic styles and efforts and just try to refine them a little bit more.
Turned out pretty good, too, didn't
it? Yeah, it seemed to work real well then. Much better.
For sure. Bob, yeah, all right, now you touched on coming over to Stout for sure, but I want to go back to Spring Valley because there is a, or is it, Bob, is there a Valley mystique or is there a mystique about Valley athletics? Over the years, wrestling, football, the streak, basketball, a state championship or two, baseball's, well, you came up through the baseball ranks as well. Is there a mystique about Valley? Because here, the other thing that I wanted to mention to you is this. There's been more kids coming through that Spring Valley educational system that have gone into coaching and teaching, or teaching and coaching, whichever way, I guess I put coaching first, but teaching and coaching than any other school. Your wife, Ellen, and I said, I want to, you were in the 40s of kids in Spring Valley that have gone into teaching and coaching. The mystique of Spring Valley.
Yeah, I think it was something that was there before I ever got there, really, because they had some great teams and some great groups that came up through. The one that I hear about most when I first got there from some of the old timers back there who have since left this earth, but the Duffy Darlings baseball team, that was a great, they put Spring Valley on the map as far as baseball is concerned. And then we came up through the late 50s with the football, the high school football. It was back in the 40s. They had the state basketball team and so forth. And they just had some typical small school family names that just kept producing and bubbling up every year as a melting pot down there. And you know, I kind of sensed that when I took over there from having played baseball with them during the summers, that these people were genuinely interested in and serious about the productivity of their athletic programs. And that was, of course, fit right in with my philosophy. And from that point on, things just keep developing and developing and developing.
Those years at Spring Valley now, you've come to Stout, and it was wrestling, and you have always been a special teams favorite of mine, for sure, because you've worked with these punters and kickers for, I don't know, day one, I think, that since you came to Stout. Your thoughts on how long, what's the future for Bob Thomas as far as football is concerned or baseball is concerned? Because you go to Omaha for that World Series every year that you can. I mean, you just keep the ever-ready man. That's what Ed Coach Thomas.
Well, I just attempt to try to keep busy, I guess, and keep from getting bored, although there are a lot of other things that I could be doing.
And Grandpa's one of them.
Yeah. And it's getting to the point now where I've got to start scheduling my time, so to speak, between the various families, the grandkids, and all the activities that are beyond that even. But getting back to your original question, I just enjoy working with people, especially with the youth or the young kids, and that's why I came to Stout to begin with. After the Shrine game there, I said before I hung up my coaching shoes that I'd like to work with the people of that age and that caliber. And I had an opportunity in 86 to do that. So when I came over here then, you know, I had my eyes open big time a few times. But it was so enjoyable to work with quality type athletes. Not that we didn't have quality in the high school, but you just didn't always have them together. And with these kids, with the special teams here in football, sometimes they get kind of put out to pasture, so to speak, during the week. Their schedule, and they know what's expected of them, but the coaches are so busy with their own positionals that they don't always have a chance to get into some of the intricate little things that will make the difference for these youngsters. And they've had some good ones here, and I enjoy it.
They've enjoyed you too, Coach. Appreciate that. Thanks for joining.
Thank you. I appreciate that.